This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Wow, a new poll out says James Comey shouldn't have been dumped. What do you think? Plus, we're giving you the latest on healthcare and the buzz in your backyard and so much more. The Spurs eliminating the Rockets in Game 6. If you're into sports, if you're not, we have our cheap movie review as we do each and every show swinging into the weekend. And I'll tell you what, there's some interesting movies coming out. There's some interesting movies that are out right now. So Kate Delaney, ATN, let's jump on this Comey thing, shall we? The poll that I saw today showed that, yep, it's true, this is just a sampling, but a lot of Americans don't believe the president's sudden firing of Comey was appropriate. NBC News and SurveyMonkey did an online poll. 54% of Americans believed his dismissal was inappropriate. 38 thought it was appropriate. It was released the same day that Trump told NBC's Lester Holt that he had planned to fire Comey regardless of the Justice Department's recommendation. Remember, the White House had previously asserted that Comey was fired based on the recommendations from Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who blasted Comey's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Interesting, though. So even though Americans are suspicious of Trump's motives for firing Comey, they don't necessarily like the former FBI director. Well, we didn't like him anyway. I mean, check this out. 4 out of 10 Americans, so that's 44%, and this is just a survey, say that they didn't approve of how he did his job as FBI director, which is bingo what I said. Only 25% said they approved. Another 28 said they didn't know enough to say. So that's pretty interesting. We don't think he's that great overall, but nah, it wasn't right to fire him. It's just a sampling, folks, just a sampling. And here on this show, I got so many emails about the Comey firing, some of them defending him, but most saying they thought it was the right thing to do. And I don't think people really warmed up to Comey. And I think that really, honestly, the botched Hillary Clinton investigation was part of it for some people. It wasn't just a Democratic thing either, by the way. I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans thought it was botched, period. Or it wasn't just a Republic thing. Pretty interesting, huh? Definitely. Very, 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 very interesting. So, as we motor through, the top hits coming out of D.C., I call it the tsunami of opinion washing out of D.C. It's pretty interesting. Besides that poll on the Trump firing of Comey and the majority saying it was wrong to do that, what's pretty interesting is going from that to the fact that all of a sudden we've got health care just hanging, dangling in the balance. You know, that was the hottest thing going. Now, no conversation about that. There was conversation about taxes, and this is pretty curious. The president saying he might release his tax returns when he leaves office. So that means a cold day in hell. So perhaps when he's gone, then he'll do it. But in an interview with The Economist, Trump said he won't do it. The deal to get Democrats to support his tax plan, he won't do it. And he said, nobody cares about my tax return except for the reporters. So at some point I'll release them. Maybe when I'm finished, because I'm very proud of them. Actually, I did a good job. That's what he said. The other thing that was interesting is, remember, this is an interview with The Economist. He talked about trade, and he said, I'm absolutely a free trader. I'm for open trade, free trade, but I also want smart trade and fair trade. Well, that sounds good to me. Fair trade and smart trade, absolutely. But the problem is, you're not getting all that without something else, some kind of give and take in between. The North American Free Trade Agreement is what we're talking about, and the renegotiation of that, what is that going to look like? I mean, are we talking about small changes, big changes? What is that, you know, what is it going to look like? The other thing he did mention just a little bit was health care, because as I said, nobody's talking about health care. And he said, people are going to have great insurance. Now we have one more step to go. You know we have to go through the Senate, and we're refining it further. But I'll tell you, I just spoke to a few of the senators. They have some great ideas, and they want to get it there. So that's interesting. He talked, before The Economist, he said he talked to some senators who feel confident that they can get it through, which means, was there any kind of compromise? What does that mean? How is that happening? I don't know. How are you getting that to happen? How's that working? Regardless. We'll see. And then there's And when I say then there is this, it's over these infrastructure conversations. So another report comes out that says the Saudis may bolster ties with $40 billion for U.S. infrastructure. What does that mean? So I saw that headline and I thought, wow, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not quite sure I'm reading that right. But the president is going to visit the kingdom on May 19th. When the investment from its sovereign wealth fund might be unveiled. So, an unnamed White House official said plans were in the works, and Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner played a critical role in the discussion. Now, according to Bloomberg, the president offered his support in March for developing a U.S.-Saudi program in energy, in industry, in infrastructure, and technology that would be valued at more than $200 billion in direct and indirect investment within the next 4 years. He was pushing for $1 trillion in infrastructure investments over the next decade. That's a big number. But what does that mean? So, you know, in looking at this, I'm kind of drifting in a couple of, I don't know, I'm kind of drifting in a couple of different directions. What are we getting for that? What's happening there? I don't trust the Saudis. I don't trust the Saudis. So what kind of money, this substantial amount of money we're talking about to mix in with the Saudis, we have to, I don't know, go get the work someplace else. We're not creating our own gigs, our own jobs. It seems, that seems, what's the word for it? A little peculiar, I would say. Like quicksand. Tying the Saudis to the infrastructure? I'm not sure I get it. Who gets the best of that deal? You get the best of this deal. Coming up on the flip side, opinions, opinions, and more as we check the mailbag. Also, you can dive on these digits, 855-266-5283.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Gather round, Nikki, the wild wonder, at the door they have found. The nurse spoke up, so leave this one alone. She could tell right away. But I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. As I said, lots of opinions on the Comey thing and a couple of other directions. You know, we've talked about cars on this show, just kind of a quick sidebar, and car fantasies. Do you have a car fantasy? I like the Porsche 911. Yeah, that 911 model. And I just happened to see this, that Porsche celebrated its 1 millionth 911. Produced in Stuttgart, Germany. And that's pretty cool. I remember those cars when I was a kid, a lot of silver ones cruising around. The first version was produced in 1963. Do you have a fantasy car? If you do, send it to me. I'm curious. AmericaTonight.net. Or maybe you don't. I mean, I have a fantasy car in a way, except for that I don't really care if I, it's not that I'm striving to get it, I guess. You know, get some more door dings in a car that's ridiculously expensive. You have to, like, park it. You know when those people are so obnoxious and they park in the, they take up, like, three spaces at a mall parking lot, and, you know, people just want to, they just want to ding their door against whatever it is because of the way that they park the car. You know what I'm talking about. All right, on that note, nobody asked about cars, but let's turn to the mailbag. Thank you very much. Steven says, Kate. Comey. He had to go. Come on. I don't care if Trump's in office, whoever else is in office. The wheels came flying off the Comey machine in the last 6 or 7 months. I think you said the same deal. The Hillary Clinton debacle. I'm no huge fan of Clinton, so I don't really care either way. But he did mess up whatever that investigation was supposed to be. Oh, I couldn't decide what I was going to do. And he made everybody look bad. And it's just kind of questioned the election in general. He had to go. Boom. Done. Over with. This one from Ty. Trump made the right decision in dumping Comey. I don't care what anyone says. He was pretty much a liability as our FBI director anyway, Kate. Let's face it. Then there's this one from Nick who says, I think something's a little fishy about the Comey firing. I believe it's because of him saying the Russia investigation and talking about a few things that were sensitive to the administration. But you do serve at the pleasure of the president. So if you insult the president or act as if you're overly investigating him, I suppose he can dump you. Overly investigating. I don't know if it's overly investigating, although that's kind of interesting, I would say. The whole thing was strange from the beginning, but I do think that Comey was a hot potato that needed to be dropped, because he did mess up or put doubt in the minds of so many people about the election, and that's on him for one. But that's just one moment in time. I think the move was probably the right move. It was just abrupt. So because it was so abrupt, boom, he's gone. That started the conversation going in a much different direction. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, if you haven't seen it, I urge you and your listeners to look at the latest copy of The New Yorker. The cover is just too funny. It's a cover that shows the Attorney General Jeff Sessions as a police officer removing former Federal Bureau of Investigations Director James Comey down an airplane aisle. It's gone viral. Lots of people are raving about it on social media. Well, when I got this email, it made me go and look at it, and it is kind of funny. It's in reference to, that it's in reference to the doctor who was dragged down the aisle. And it's, it just was funny. This was funny to see it. You know, that's, to me, The New Yorker is about the cartoons on the front. And everybody is fair game. Oh, everybody is fair game. As China goes, so goes the movie market, some would say. I got this one from Derek. Kate, can't wait for the new Pirates movie. Were you a fan of Johnny Depp and the whole pirate thing? I was a fan. My nephew was young, and he wanted to see all of them. So I can't tell you how many times we talked about the Kraken. The Kraken, the Kraken, the Kraken. But it's the latest of the Pirates of the Caribbean. They did roll out the red carpet, your reference to China, in Shanghai, a rare world premiere in China for a Hollywood blockbusters, because they're trying to woo them. In fact, it was in the shadow of their newest theme park that opened last year. Hundreds of pirate fans lined up to get a glimpse of Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, Javier Bardem ahead of the viewing. It's interesting. The China box office, or China's box office, slowed down last year, but grew at its fastest pace in more than a year. And that was partly because of, this is a great trivia question, sequel after sequel after sequel, the Fate of the Furious. Yeah. So it's interesting, the influence of China's potential cinema goers. They're driving box office sales big time. Their market share has just grown. And the four previous Pirates of the Caribbean films, the most recent was in 2011, have generated over $3.7 billion in worldwide ticket sales. So we'll see where this one goes, but There was some pirate buzz in Shanghai. Yeah. This one is from Adam. Kate, just the latest, tipping our cap to you, my dear, from Sarasota. You definitely have a lot of fans here in Sarasota. I had so many different things that I wanted to write in this email to you that by the time I sat down to write the email, I almost have whiplash because I'm forgetting what it was that I wanted to say. But I guess I'll go with this one. And it's about this Australian who was detained last month at the U.S. border with Canada for overstaying his visa. He was released. Baxter Reed has 120 days to leave the country. He looks like a normal guy, like kind of a dude you'd see hanging out with other dudes in a sports bar. Had to be weird to be made a scapegoat in this immigration war. Yeah, it this was wrong time. You're absolutely right, wrong time. But a definite legal violation, so that's how they were able to get him. Yeah. Here's my last one. This one is from Joseph. Did you ever have a G.I. Joe kid? I think I've heard you talk about it before. How about this? Stan Weston, who was the inventor of the G.I. Joe, died at the age of 84. It was one of the most popular toys ever produced. Ever. Did you know that, Kate? Did you know that? I didn't know it was the most popular ever. It was a big deal, obviously, for the Hasbro Toy Company. He thought he could replicate what was going on with Barbie doll, and it became a popular product, absolutely. The G.I. Joe doll, I mean, it seems like if you had Barbie, you had Ken and G.I. Joe. So what happened was, he was a licensing agent. He represented personalities and properties and all that. And when he went to the Hasbro people, he believed he might be able to replicate the success of Barbie. And that was how this whole thing started. A superhero. He's a superhero. Yeah. G.I. Joe. Super, super popular. Did you have one? G.I. Joe. I think we had like 3 G.I. Joes. That's how popular it was in my family. More than 400 million G.I. Joe action figures sold in the U.S. Woo! Stay with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. America Tonight. I got distracted for a quick second. You know, when somebody, I mean, my phone was in a drawer, but it was boom, 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 blowing up. I call it blowing up when people are hitting you. And I don't know what it is, but somebody sent me, and then somebody else, and then another person. So there was three in a row. It just happened to come in this way. You know, when somebody sees these clever videos and they send them to you, somebody sent me a video of a duck. A duck and the little ducklings running behind, and they were all diving off of this porch to jump in the, they jumped in the water. It was really kind of clever, I have to say. Yeah. The power of going viral. Yeah. That's what it's about. At least when you're posting things, I suppose, like that, and that's what happened when somebody sent that to me. So, as I say, we zig and zag. different directions here on America Tonight. There's still some buzz about Comey. There was an online survey. I mentioned it at the top. Most Americans feel like he shouldn't have been fired. Trump says no matter what the Justice Department told him, he would have fired him. Pretty interesting. And this interview by Lester Holt with the president, and somebody also was pointing out to me how many times Lester Holt interrupted the president. 9 times in 3 minutes? I don't know. But he did score the big one when he just happened to have the interview right on the heels of the Comey firing, right? Yeah, pretty big. The largest gang roundup in ISIS history. Check this out. It was 1,378. So there's things that are happening that we're not always aware of. And when we say gang sweep, we're talking about a 6-week-long op that took down gang members, drug dealers, killers, human smugglers, sex traffickers. So 2/3 were U.S. citizens, 1/3 were foreign nationals, 21 from countries in South and Central America, Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Caribbean. And the arrest came in a couple of different places. Michigan was one of the bust-ups. But I love the fact, whether it's under the wire and then we find out about it or not, that this is happening. And kudos to the acting director, Thomas Homan, because whether he gets the credit or not, they coordinated it. And this is a huge challenge for so many of our cities, not necessarily all our big cities either. I mean, a huge challenge. And this is part of the problem of illegal immigration when you get that criminal element that come in. You know, some of these gangs that could care less who they do what to. And they all have wild names, you know, like the 7 Mile Blood Street Gang. Anybody hear of that? The Bounty Hunter Bloods Street Gang. The Latin Counts Street Gang. The Phantom Outlaw Motorcycle Club Vice Lords. That's a mouthful. Street Gang. And they got them for all kinds of things. Drug conspiracy, all of that. A lot came from Michigan. 20 came from Michigan. And then some, as I mentioned, from a few other places. But bravo. I mean, that's great. Because think about it. I'll give you an example. A gangster getting over 13 years for revenge ordered an AK-47 hit on a mom and 3 kids. What, are you kidding me? Yeah. Bernie Everett. And this was a Detroit guy. This happened a couple years ago. What he did was he admitted to other gang members that, you know, who had left or attempted to leave the gang, that he was going to show them who's boss, and decided to kill the brothers, their mother, a 15-year-old sister. Wow. I mean, to just go after everybody. Just hit them all. Fire the AK 47 off in every single direction they could possibly fire it off in. Terrible. And this is part of that whole gang problem, part of what's happened in Detroit and why so many arrests there. So this is a big takedown with over 1,300 people nabbed in the gang sweep. And these are the kind of things that we don't always hear. We hear about it, I guess, after the fact, which is good because there's no warning. But, again, bravo for that. I mean, that's what we want to see happen, right? Absolutely. so that our neighborhoods aren't unraveling before our very eyes. Because this isn't the kinder, gentler gang. This is the kind of gang, as I just described, for revenge, what they did. And, you know, you can't bring back people who are innocent bystanders, but they're taken out nonetheless, senselessly. There's not much recall other than prison, other than arrests, other than, you know, stopping them dead in their tracks. But otherwise, you know. So I think the fact that they did what they did, the ICE folks did that, it's good. I'd love to see more and more of that. Whatever it takes to shut some of those gang members off and out. Yeah. And like I mentioned, let's hear more of those stories. More of those stories. Right? We just don't hear them enough. We hear all the other sides of it, right? But we don't always hear the good side, of course. All right, I got to throw this one in here since we're doing kind of that mix thing. You know, it is Mother's Day weekend, and I wonder how many of you remembered Mother's Day, if you're celebrating Mother's Day for, you know, getting something for your mother, for wife, whatever, friends. Sometimes people do that. And I was looking at a thing that talked about gifts that cost less than $100. Thinking, I don't know, would you get your mother any of these things? A T Forte Rejuvenation gift set. And they say that it's green tea infusers, a porcelain, 8-ounce porcelain cup, a tea tray, and that it's peaceful and delicious for an afternoon tea. Yo, Mom, you need to rest. Here's this teacup. Then there is the, there's something else that I read that I thought was pretty funny. I've seen these, so it's not unusual, but it's still kind of funny for me to see it. It's called One Leg, and it's an ergonomic stool that would allow your mother to tend the garden comfortably. She can sit and move while staying close to the ground and to the plants. They have 4 different sizes and colors. I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems not weird, but it seems hard to maneuver around that on this, you know, this one-legged thing. I know what they're talking about, the stool. But it seems odd. I'll tell you what I thought was the best of everything I read on the list. There were earbuds, there was therapeutic massagers, there was peels, there was, you know, all kinds of that were just listed in this article for what you could get for under $100. But I thought that this was pretty good. How about, you know, I'm a coffee hound, how about the Atlas Coffee Club? So you get a different coffee of the month. You know, like the book of the month or the CD of the month. So instead, it's coffee of the month. You get a shipment of coffee from a different part of the world, from Costa Rica, Ethiopia, all over. And it would be one cool way to try different coffee, wouldn't it? But I think it's kind of cool. And I love the name, Atlas Coffee Club. So you'd have to get a subscription. Maybe you get a subscription. Wow, subscription for a whole year, $14 a month. Coffee's not cheap. You go shopping and grab a bag of coffee, whole bean or already, you know, already the grains, and it doesn't, or the grinds. It doesn't matter. It's not cheap. I think I remember when coffee used to be like $3. You can multiply that. Multiply that. All right, coming up here on ATN, it's about the numbers. We can count. Yep. Stay with us.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
It is about the numbers. I always say that. It is, really. We look at things through the spectrum of numbers. I just made that up. I do look at things as numbers, though. So let me give you a few of them. How about this one? I was looking at the tech news, and I happened to see this story about Jillian Michaels. Remember, she used to be on that show. The Biggest Loser. She was on The Biggest Loser. And anyway, she won a $5.7 million arbitration ruling against Lionsgate in a dispute over content posted for free on YouTube. So The attorney that represented Michaels said it was a victory, a huge victory. So we're thrilled for Julian. This is an incredibly important decision for all artists in the YouTube era in which we live. The decision represents, this is her attorney, a firm pronouncement that placing work on YouTube for free devalues it and damages artists like Julian who created it. Wow. It was on... She argued that by placing her work out for free on Lionsgate's Be Fit channel, her fans were less likely to pay for her content later on. So that is a big deal. That's a copyright kind of thing. The claim over the YouTube deal. Something for people to look at. You know, because there's no royalties, there's not... None of that. So she, that was big. Whew, that was big. How about a hospital that filed a $150,000 lien on insurance payouts for the Good Samaritan who lost legs? 3 days, and this is out of Fort Myers, so my Florida peeps. Fort Myers, yeah. It was just 3 days after... The Good Samaritan's legs were severed in an automobile accident. The hospital treated her. Then they filed a lien for that more than $60,000 against her. A week later, Lee Memorial Hospital upped the ante, revising the claim to more than $150,000 for 5 days of care. Here's what happened. Danielle Hagman lost her legs April 23rd when she stopped to help somebody whose car had spun out of control during a rainstorm. She was reaching for a blanket in the back of her SUV when a third car hit the stopped car, pinning her against a guardrail. Wow. So at the hospital, a hospital spokesperson called it standard operating procedure. And then that would give the claim. It applies to money which would be paid by an insurance company. Now, here's what's interesting. A 1978 Florida law requires a hospital file its lien within 10 days of a patient's discharge. But a judge found the law unconstitutional in the Florida appeals court is waiting to make a decision after it finishes hearing about two other related cases. Ugh, that's awful. The story of her trying to help the person is great. The sad part is, you know, her losing her legs. She could have been killed, actually, too. But regardless, it doesn't matter. It's still awful. All right, how about this? Let's move to the world of sports for a second, because so many of you always seem to ask me either sports, business, or politics, and that all kind of makes sense because we talk about that, right? Yes. Yes, we do. That's the answer. We talk about all of that. And in talking about sports and in talking about results and whatnot, in hoop, it was a very, very big night. And when I say it was a very big night from the world of the NBA, because the Spurs advanced, the Rockets are out. Game 6 win for San Antonio on the road, 114-75. And it's interesting, it's the Spurs-Warriors up next, but the Warriors are a massive Vegas favorite. Really against the Spurs and the rest of the field. We knew this in the beginning of the playoffs. Let's see what this looks like. The Warriors in Vegas are coming into this with pretty high odds. So Vegas is not expecting a competitive Western Conference Finals. The series line... Five dimes, that's how much, five dimes. So the dominance of the Warriors is just so well documented, I suppose, that that's the reason why. That's the reason why. But the numbers are the win, and the win is the number 4-2, four games to two that it took them to say adios, bye-bye, 114-75. The Spurs roll on the Rockets. The Rockets roll completely off. Let's give you another one. The craziness of the 15 great whites spotted off the California coast. Terrifying, too, at the same time. In the same sentence to say that, but a large and terrifying great white shark spotted swimming along the shore of Long Beach, California. You know, when you're in a helicopter and you look down and it's clear, you can see clear enough. The sharks could be spotted on a 3-minute video posted on YouTube by the sheriff's office. Employees were discussing the sharks and the locations of the people in the water. Of course, I mean, you're paddle boarding next to 15 great white sharks. That is not good. So this is what they were doing. They were telling people in the water over a helicopter loudspeaker, exit the water in a calm manner. The sharks are as close as the surf line. Wow. So, yeah, Dana Point, near where a woman was bitten by a shark last month. So the area is under shark advisory. People who surf, they're not worried. Are you kidding? I'm on a paddle board and I hear over the loudspeaker to calmly go in, to calmly pass the surf line. Whoa. Yeah. I'm not calm. I'm panicked. You know what? 15 great white, no one's saving you from 15 great white sharks or however many would end up if you fell off that paddle board. It's impossible. If you slipped in, who can possibly... Yeah, they can't help you. You just got to get out of the water. And you can clearly see them from the picture, the overhead picture. Ooh. And because they saw those sharks, I guess they'll patrol the waters more. Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. I love this story. From Great Whites to a show not being canceled, Timeless was a favorite. Canceled by NBC, it's in that Save Our Shows category. So what happens is when it gets canceled, everyone and their brother tries to send in fan interest email. So the Timeless campaign showed there was a clear fan interest in them. 49% of the record, 146,000 voters turned out. In USA Today's Save Our Shows poll last month, they want it back. Get it off of the bubble. We want it back. And it costs so much to produce TV now. Thanks so much for listening to This Hour of America. Tonight, we're out of here.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.